Across Tamworth and the northwest slopes and plains, you're waking up to 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
What do you like to eat for breakfast?
I have never been a breakfast person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a brunch person.
Mm. But what you must eat when you come in here, or there's necessity and there's, you know,
I generally,
there's Sunday morning, how you going, and there's I've got to eat. I've just woken up.
I generally eat a yogurt at about 9 o'clock.
Yogurt. That's all you have for it. So you're not really a breakfast person. You really aren't. Okay. Wednesdays we do Why We Don't Have Hover Cars, as you know, which is a look at ridiculous scientific studies. And here's what they've found in the UK. This is only in the last week they've done this one. What you tuck into first thing in the morning. Apparently a choice of breakfast reveals if you're a high earner, good in bed, a good friend, or a party animal.
I think you'd be a party animal if you don't have breakfast, because you generally don't get up till after that.
Well, you'll be amazed this was a study of 2,000 people in the UK. So
what does yogurt tell me?
They're POMs.
What does yogurt make me?
I'll see if I can find that for you. I don't know whether they have yogurt. I think they call it yogurt over there.
Ah, they do. silly Brits.
And we don't have that for breakfast, you silly Antipodean. According to new research, those who eat peanut butter each morning are the most passionate lovers.
There you go. Crunchy or smooth?
Oh, you mean the peanut butter. but if you reach for Marmite, let's call that Vegemite.
Marmite's terrible.
Yeah, Marmite, but that's their version of. You're more likely to be. What about Promite? Do you like Promite?
I've never heard of it.
God, see, someone who's been so well travelled, you've never heard of Promite? I think you can still get Promite. There's Marmite, Promite, Vegemite, and then there's Aussie Mite.
I used to work with someone who would have Marmite on toast and a cup of Bovril every single day, and it was disgusting.
So it's beef extract.
Yeah.
Bovril.
I used to look at him and just, actually, you know what? His name was Peter.
Oh, well, he must be the same as me. It's like having a stock cube, you know.
That's what
hot water. That's what it basically is. Bovril. They're a bit strange up there in Scotland. It's the only market in the world where Coca-Cola isn't the number one soft drink.
Because what is?
Urnbrew. You heard of Urnbrew?
No.
That's their local soft drink up there, and it sells more than Coke, yeah. If you reach for the Vegemite, you're more likely to be well-read, while those who just have a cup of tea, that's probably you. You have a cup of tea.
Yeah, I haven't even done that this morning. What's happening?
They're likely to earn a lot of money.
Well, that's a lie. I've gone into every career possible that is about not earning any money.
Well, you should do it in England. The highest number of people who identify as bohemian are partial to a pan or chocolate. That's like a chocolate croissant, isn't it? You'll know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they think they're like hipster and French, and they have an espresso and a croissant on the run.
Wankers. If you're a lover of French toast, you are likely to think of yourself as a party animal. Come off.
French toast. I don't know how
I've never
I feel
known
about
any
this.
Party animals who eat French toast. Well,
I was
this is the
say,
study.
That
this
sounds
is done in
like
England.
A kid thing.
Those who just eat a banana are most likely to describe themselves as stressed out because, just give me a banana, I'll get out of here. Yogurt, here we go. Yogurt and berries.
I do love
are
that.
The choice of those who consider themselves emotional. Are you emotional?
No, yeah, I think so.
I don't reckon.
I think I am, just not in a workplace.
Well, those well-travelled among us, well-travelled, that's you.
Yogurt.
Choose to wrestle up smashed avocado on sourdough. That's
that's
your brunch. There you go.
I do love that.
So you're coming around to it. People who eat a bowl of cereal are deemed most trustworthy by their friends and family.
That's you,
Pete. I have cereal with berries in it every day.
So you're emotionally and trustworthy.
I'm emotional and trustworthy. Now that's good. Yeah, this is right. according to the study, 53% of Brits agree that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and 42% secretly judge people on what they eat.
I can't believe there's no like bangers and eggs in there. Isn't that very British? Like bangers, beans, eggs.
The peanut butter people.
Other bangers. I'm still just, I can't believe they haven't differentiated between crunchy and smooth.
Yeah, well, there you
Maybe
go.
Maybe it's night and morning people.
Maybe they don't have crunchy over there. Maybe it's just smooth. I don't know. A quarter of Brits often skip breakfast, with 42% saying they don't have time in the morning. That's the stressed people who grab a banana on the way.
Yeah, true.
There you go.
Or so go to Pret a Manger. It's like a fabulous store in London. There's like one on literally every corner and they have really good food.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, that's a good tip. But we must go because we've got to go to you at the news. We're late.
Oh, dear.
Get your day underway with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley on Tamworth's own 1287 2TM.
Well, it's a full moon out there today, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, listening to Lawsy yesterday, you could tell it was a full moon by the number of Fruit Loops that rang him. Must be a full moon is a common utterance when things start to go a little haywire. The idea that a full moon can drive people mad is an old one. In fact, if you look at the word lunatic or loony, they derive from the Latin word luna, which means moon, of course. So that's how old this concept is. It's urban legends around on the subject of things going haywire around the time of the full moon, of course. According to contemporary law, L-O-R-E law, emergency rooms and vet offices are busier when the full moon is full. Arson and violent crime rates increase. Patients in psychiatric hospitals act out more, and there are more traffic accidents. Others even attribute medical occurrences such as women going into labour, epileptic seizures and sleepwalking to the full moon. But there's never really been a study that proves it. As I said before, people are about, I think they're a bit more than 60% water, aren't they? We're quite a lot more than that. I think we're about 80% water. If the phase of the moon can affect the ocean tides and can even cause a bulge in the Earth's crust, surely it would exert an effect on human beings. You'd have to think that's probably a reasonable logic. Based on the phases of the moon and other factors, the Farmer's Almanac, of course, has its best days calendar, which recommends specific days to do everything from plant root crops to cut hair. Readers swear that they see better results in their endeavours when they follow these recommendations. All sounds good, doesn't it? But what science says is, nah, they're naysaying us. Yeah, there have been a number of studies examining the various claims. Nearly all of them have come up empty, although either have found no correlation between the moon and human behaviour. See, but you've got to have that little extra X factor. You just can't go on the facts and figures here, I reckon. Scientists are also quick to point out that objects on the Earth have more effect on one another than the moon does. Astronomer George Abel famously noted that a mosquito sitting on your arm exerts more gravitational force on your body than the moon does. Well, what? Can a mosquito affect the tides? That can't be right. Just because you've been a uni, mate. That seems to be like, if it can move the tides, the gravitational effect of the moon, surely it's having some kind of a effect on the fluid in the human body. I don't know. But he reckons a mozzie has more. I reckon that's got to be, yeah. So why the persistent belief among emergency room personnel and police in the power of the full moon? See, they know. They're living it. The nurses in the emergency room and the coppers, they're living this. I wonder if we should have got Kylie and Demi on this morning and worked out, have we had a bit of an increase in, you know, silly incidents in the last couple of days on the full moon? One hypothesis posed in a 1999 issue of the Journal of Affective Disorders suggested that sleep deprivation caused by the brightness of the full moon might have worsened existing mental disorders. See, that's a possibility too. That means it's the full moon still. Once electric lights were invented, the author said the effect was negated. No, well, you don't sleep with the lights on, champion. Others say that the belief has remained strong due to confirmation bias, i.e. the idea that people favour information that supports their perceived notions. In other words, if you expect people to act strangely during a full moon, every strange behaviour you encounter during the full moon reinforces that belief. That's probably fair enough, but I'm going with it. I reckon it's true.
Tamworth's own 1287 2TM and 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley.
Been a bit of a loser in your basketball or soccer, maybe this new technology is for you. Maybe you get this for your kids or your grandkids. This is a sensational new piece of technology. The advent of cutting edge items like the Dribble Up Smart Basketball and Soccer Ball are offering parents and athletes of all ages an innovative way to improve skills and sharpen talents, all right from your very own home. The company was started by brothers Eric and Mark Forkosh in New York a couple of years ago, 4 years ago now, and they've developed an indoor-outdoor smart ball and interactive training system. You know it's going to happen. It'll work off an app. When you buy either the smart basketball or hand-stitched smart soccer ball, the computer vision tracking technology catches the ball movements related to targets on the DribbleUp Android or, there you go, Apple app. It measures metrics like crossover speed, dribble hesitation, endurance levels, and live dribbling, tracking with the interactive dribble speed meter, all incorporated into the ball. This is a really, you know, this is a seriously good thing, I reckon. Everyone from kids to adult athletes can mine a wealth of training knowledge about their own skills, all from the dribble up ball reading, so they can tell you exactly how you're going. They can track exactly how you're going in your training. I mean, think of, you know, 11 of these for your young, you know, under 10 soccer team if you're coaching them. But where the dribble up really stands out is with their roster of daily live and on-demand classes available through the app. Trained by professional trainers, sessions are broadcast live from the dribble up studios every day and each constructed for players at every level. So they'll give you a real-time coaching session as well, and they can track how you're going. They can see the readings of your ball and say, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that, whatever it is. But it's taking football and basketball training to the next level. It's really interesting. With daily challenges and drills, the sessions are geared to be helping players learn new moves and maybe even land themselves on a class leaderboard and win prizes. There you go. But it's a great option for kids looking to stay engaged in training in these lockdown times and things like that, while all the usual active youth leagues are, you know, either closed or badly affected. There you go. They come from the US and they start at $99 US. And they're available in junior and adult sizes at the Dribble Up website. But that's a great new innovation, is it? Someone needs to get that going out here. And I reckon that is the biggest innovation that's come in football training and basketball training probably ever. I reckon it really will take these players to the next level. Yeah, look, and won't stop your kid, by the way. This won't stop your kid from booting the ball through the window in the house or anything like that. That still happens. It doesn't automatically turn into a Nerf ball when it gets near a window or something like that. I guess that must be the next thing. My wife, she's always a big one because my kids are quite sporty, you know, and they love their football and all that. And one of them in particular just had a football at his feet, a soccer ball at his feet for his whole childhood, basically, still does. And he was kicking the ball around in the lounge room as usual, and he kicked it over. His thing is he likes to kick it into deliberately just to get a rise out of his mum. I know. I don't know where he gets that sense of humour from. He kicks it in her and she turns and said, go away, and she kicked it straight through the telly. Put a big round hole in the screen of the telly. We had to go get a new one. $1,000. Thanks, wife.
Wake up and face the day with 2TM Breakfast with Peter Huxley. Tamworth Zone, 1287 2TM.
Well, those crazy poms are at it again. I know we've already been over there this morning talking about our little peanut butter study there and what you have for breakfast can decide your personality. Tell you what, cereal and berries for me. It's good, isn't it? Good for me, yeah. Actually, I do like a bacon and egg roll too. I didn't have any of that either, I noticed. Back over in the UK, a unique job advert has been posted online seeking a removalist driver to help people carry out their move. They're paying £2,000 for the job, which is about $4,000 Australian, to help with their move, which should be taking place in mid-September. The only thing is you've got to do it nude because they're naturists. Sounds like they're perverts to me, doesn't it? The eyebrow-raising request was posted to a delivery removals and transport marketplace online. However, after the site was unable to process the request due to the nature of the job, it offered to assist the couple personally in finding an appropriate candidate. The website Shift, has since launched a public appeal for a naked mover to help the naturist couple find a home removals professional willing to carry out their work completely in the nude. The request was made last week, states that the naturist couple is moving from a flat into a bigger home. A bit more privacy, I suppose. And are looking for a home removals professional willing to help move the house in the nude. Now, why do you have to do that in the nude? You can be a naturist, I get that, but there's certain standards, especially in London. They're offering an additional £2,000 to the successful candidate and will provide modesty underwear to take their belongings to and from the properties. Modesty underwear. Tidy whities, I suppose. Not those bamboo ones that stop the chafing. Jeez, you're sick of that, Ed. Home removal professionals willing to take on the challenge can apply for the position. Following the submission of the request via the Shift website, representatives from the brand contacted the couple to let them know they would not be able to fulfil the contract due to the nature of the request. However, the company is happy to provide a Shift van to any moving professional who is willing to help. The couple says that the candidate will be expected to load and unload all of their belongings at the new home, which is around 15 miles away. So if you want to get into that, or get out of that, whatever you like to, get your gear off and do some hard, honest work, there's a big payday for it. Sorry. Jack Coolett, the founder of Shift, said, "Obviously, this is quite a unique request. However, if this goes well and we see demand increase following this appeal, there's no reason why we wouldn't look at turning it into a fully-fledged service." Are you kidding? "With millions of nudists and naturists in the UK, it's not an insignificant number of potential customers after all."